You're listening to the Outer Banks This Week podcast, a place for people to hear what's going on up and down the beach and get the truth about what really goes on around the Outer Banks. So here we go.
All right. Thank you so much, Lexi. Such a sweet person, such a sweet voice. And she is engaged now. I want to say congratulations to her. Yeah, she's engaged to a gentleman whom I will speak of in just a few moments. But hey, episode number 58 of the Outer Banks This Week podcast, all brought to you by Kelly's Automotive in Manio. If it has doors, it can be yours, whether it be a shed, a car, whatever the case may be. Kelly over at Kelly's Automotive in Manio can get you all hooked up. Dakota, somebody, one of them over there can get you squared away. Anybody you talk to at Kelly's Automotive, great folks, will help you out. Visit them online at kellysobxauto.com. All right, we're here in April. Finally, today, on the day of the recording of this podcast, it's April 1st. All right, April 1st, it's April Fool's Day. I was just sitting here kind of thinking earlier about the April Fool's Day joke I pulled on my mother. Gosh, I'd say it was, 14 years ago now? Yeah, 14 years ago when I was in a relationship with my ex-wife, we were separating and I had told my mom that she was pregnant and my mom didn't think it was very funny. And then I told her April Fools and she freaked out. And then my grandmother called me and kind of let me have it. And she was like, your mother is so upset. Why did you do that to her? Anyway, I haven't really done a whole lot of April Fool's Day jokes since then. I did this morning when I was at the gym, kind of make the joke to the manager of the gym, Nate. I was like, yeah, today's my last day teaching. And then I was like, nah, I'm just kidding, April Fools. So that's really the only April Fool's Day joke I have pulled today. If you've had any funny April Fool's Day experiences, I want you to email them to me, podcast@outerbanksthisweek.com, and I will bring them up and talk about them next week. Do you ever outgrow those types of jokes? I'll pull like little harmless ones now, little itty bitty harmless ones now, but I'm not going to try to go all out like I did to my mom when I was separating from my ex-wife and be like, oh yeah, she's pregnant. My mom, I thought I could, the phone went dead silent because I was living in Florida at the time. And then when I told her that it was a April Fool's Day joke, I'm not going to repeat what she said. Anyway, April Fools, it's a lot of fun. Oh, I'm so glad the weather seems like it's evened out ever so slightly now that we're into the month of April. March, I'll tell you, I could not wait for March to be over. March weather this year was pretty intense. I'd say it was some of the more intense March weather that we've had in recent years. That's just my opinion. Don't get it twisted. We did have some beautiful days in the month of March, but I think that the not so beautiful days outweighed the beautiful days. Like, I think about the St. Patrick's Day parade. It was a beautiful day that day. Everything was great that day. It was a gorgeous day. We did have some gorgeous days over the Easter weekend, okay? But to me, we're in April now, and that was almost, I call that almost April. So, but if you go back to Thursday of last week, I thought I was going to get stuck in Hatteras. The weather was so insane. Water coming over the dunes, ocean overwash, we'll call it that. I don't say over the dunes. Ocean overwash, rain. You would think it would have made the pollen all wash away around here, but no. There's still pollen all over the vehicles. I was hoping, honestly, because when I saw things start pollinating in the month of March, when I saw the pollen all over the place, I was like, all right. Then with all the rain we started having, I was like, okay, it's just going to wash it away. Nah, that's not the case. Still here. Allergies still going nuts. It's not going to go away anytime soon, I don't believe. But we'll see. Easter weekend was fantastic. Had a lot of fun with the family. Did the egg hunts. Did all that fun stuff. Lots of great times. I hope you had a wonderful Easter weekend as well. And I know a lot of folks are on spring break right now. I know my son is. And I look forward to hearing about everybody's fun that they had while they were here on vacation for their spring break. So if you are here or you came for spring break this week, I want to hear about all the fun that you had. Email me, podcast@outerbanksthisweek.com, and I will talk about it. And maybe it'll give some ideas for people that are listening that come down here on a regular basis for things for them to do when they come on their vacation. That's all I'm about. I'm about sharing y'all's fun experiences with others. So email me if you came down for spring break this week, podcast@outerbanksthisweek.com. Tell me all about what you did and how much fun you had while here for spring break. Oh, Lord. March Madness. We can't avoid March Madness. It's just one of those things here in the great state of North Carolina that we pay attention to because there's always someone has a dog in the fight with some team, whether it be University of North Carolina Tar Heels, the Duke Blue Devils, the NC State Wolfpack, Wake Forest Demon Deacons. There's always a team in North Carolina, highly involved in March Madness. So, yeah, I run a bracket pool. And it's been interesting how it's fun for me when I run these bracket pools, and I do it all by paper. Everybody's like, why don't you do it online? Why don't you do it like this? Why don't you do it like that? I was like, because I got my way of doing things, and that's how I like it. Now, truth be told, I did make the comment when I was filling out brackets for other people that texted me all their picks. I told my brother, I said, yeah, I think next year I'm going to digitalize this thing because this is getting, it took me an entire game to fill out everyone's brackets to copy them, in other words. And everybody's like, oh, you're old school. Well, you know what? It's fun for me in some regards. Other regards, when people start questioning my point system, like my buddy Migs, makes me want to fight. But regardless of all of that, got all that done. And then this weekend, it's like looking at everybody and everything like that. And there's two individuals that could potentially run away with this. My wife is one of them, and she needs Purdue to win out. If Purdue wins out, my wife wins the bracket pool, and she wins a nice chunk of money. But then there's my friend Chef Hooker. Now, Chef Hooker, you probably have known from New Vines. He does the chef's table for them. His wife could potentially win, but UConn has to win out for her to win. So, best of luck to Chef Hooker's wife, Miss Lauren, but I'm really pulling for Purdue the rest of the way. But I have a shout-out coming out from the NC State Wolfpack coming up in just a little bit. So March Madness is definitely a real thing here in North Carolina. It's here on the Outer Banks. North Carolina, again, it seems like there's always a dog in the fight with someone. Someone always has a dog. UNCW has run into like the Sweet 16. University of North Carolina at Wilmington, they've made some hard runs before. I think UNC Charlotte has made some hard runs. So again, it's not just these top tier Division I schools. It's the others too here in the great state of North Carolina. Oh, yeah. March Madness is a real thing. My mother, she was going nuts about it the other night. She was like, how am I doing? What happened here? I need this team to win. I think I picked the wrong team. And Mama was actually doing pretty good. She was actually within the top three, but she locked herself out by picking two teams to the national championship that got eliminated. So that's considered a lockout in my bracket. And she can no longer gain points. But my wife can, and so can Chef Hooker's wife, Lauren. So good luck to those two rooting for Purdue. Go Boilermakers. Oh, gosh. Coming in today, in just a little bit, I've got Matt and Holden. You may remember them, Matt from Outer Banks Boil Company and Holden from Kind Cocktails. They've been in here a couple times before, but they're going to come in and talk about the second annual Round on the Sound golf tournament. I believe it's taking place up in Kerala, but don't quote me on that. I'm going to let them talk more about it. I got the details coming your way when they come in the building. But for right now, we're just going to let it be known that they'll be here in just a little bit. Looking at the news, nothing really crazy to talk about newsworthy, in my opinion. I haven't seen anything floating around that's just completely unavoidable. But as I've said many, many times over, you need to go over to samwalkerobxnews.com, subscribe to his news channel, or his news feed, rather. It's his news website. Subscribe to his website. Is Sam Walker the best in the biz when it comes to local journalism? In my opinion, that's just my opinion. Love all the other news outlets, but Sam Walker is my guy. I've been knowing Sam Walker for years. You heard him on the podcast a few weeks ago, and he is a fantastic person. He and his wife, wonderful people. Love them very much, and I want to see them succeed in the podcast that they do. Sam and M Podcast, go subscribe to that if you haven't already. And make sure you like and follow, hit the bell, all those social media things that they do. And also go to samwalkerobxnews.com for all of your local news here on the Outer Banks. Sam Walker, the answer. That's what I call him. I want to thank my buddy Uncle Ray. Uncle Ray came in last week, kind of gave us that perspective of what it's like from a vacationer turned resident here on the Outer Banks. Uncle Ray had been vacationing here since the early to mid 90s, became a resident a mere, 3 years ago, coming up on 3 years. And he has been woven into the fabric here on the Outer Banks. If you go into any local watering hole and you say, has Uncle Ray been here? Somebody's going to know in there who Uncle Ray is, all right? Especially if you go to the Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden on the Manio Nags Head Causeway. You know, that guy Dirt that works there. Yeah, well, in the words of my friend Freestyle Bob, kids, close your ears. That Dirt is a damn fool. Okay, kids, no more earmuffs. Uncle Ray can be found there and hanging out with Dirt and just having a good old time. So I want to thank him one more time for coming in and just kind of giving us that perspective of what it's like from a vacationer turned resident standpoint. So Uncle Ray, thank you so very much. Oh, Captain Marty. We love us some Captain Marty around here at Outer Banks this week, and we are thankful that Captain Marty has jumped aboard with us and is now doing fishing reports online at Outer Banks this week, as well as telling some of his stories from the deep. Well, Captain Marty has a ton of stories. He's been telling them for many, many years. His inspiration, which is really cool to me, is there was a gentleman that he read about in the Reader's Digest. He was a cowboy out on the open range, and he would ride his horse into the middle of Dallas, Texas, go to like the town square where all these people, these people working in high-rise buildings and whatnot and offices would come outside on a nice day and eat their lunch. And he would go out there and tell stories and put his hat out there, and people would throw money in his hat and tell stories from out on the range. That's how Captain Marty got the idea for telling stories from out in the ocean. And he's been out there many, 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 many times. And again, we're thankful to have him here doing his fishing reports and his stories with us on Outer Banks this week. And we're also going to try to develop a way to, he used to do a Saturday morning show on the radio. We're going to try to figure out a way to develop that and make that a part of all that is Captain Marty with us at Outer Banks this week. So also have some ideas about bringing in some other captains. Like there's one named John Bayless. John Bayless seems to be in, once you start hearing more of Marty's stories, you're going to know that John Bayless is in about 85-90% of them. And once you get him in here, I'd like to have the two of them kind of tell stories back and forth and see if Marty and John remember these stories the same way. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to doing that with them sometime in the near future. All right, we're going to jump into some shout outs real quick. And remember, if you're a listener of the podcast and you want to end up on my shout out list, email me podcast@outerbanksthisweek.com. podcast@outerbanksthisweek.com. And I will I'll get you on there. Now, I haven't gotten any emails lately that I have seen. If they've gotten by me, I didn't realize it. However, there were some people I feel like at the end or early last week that told me they listened to the podcast and is completely escaping me right now because I need to. Normally, I'll text myself, or if I have my iPad with me, I will go ahead and put it in for the shout outs for this coming week. And I feel like somebody's going to get left out. And if you were that person, email me, podcast@outerbanksthisweek.com, and let me know that I left you out. Put me on blast. Dang, Justin, you forgot about me, bro. Put me on blast, and I'll fall on my own sword and say, oh, yeah, this was the individual. I'm an idiot. And here's their shout out. So podcast@outerbanksthisweek.com. I want to start with the NC State Wolfpack. As I mentioned them a few moments ago with March Madness, they have been on a, let's see, what is it? 9-game win streak going through the ACC tournament and now into the NCAA tournament to make it to their first Final Four since 1983. Yeah, I'm a Carolina fan. I've always been a Carolina fan, but I got to tip my hat to the Wolfpack right now. They have done some serious work. They got that big boy Burns in the middle, and I'll tell you what, you can't do nothing with him. He is a Coke machine with legs, all right? My brother and I were talking the other night watching the game when they beat Duke. Oh, poor Dukies. when they beat Duke, and we referenced Goro from the Mortal Kombat series, the games, the movies, kind of looks like Goro there in the middle. If you give him another set of arms, he's Goro, all right? And he's just straight mauling people. That's not a bad thing. People are like, oh, I'm talking trash about him. No, I'm not. This dude's a monster, and he's a great basketball player, and he's going to move you out of the way. I cannot wait to see them square off against Purdue this coming weekend. And then you've got on the other side, you got Alabama and UConn. UConn's playing some crazy basketball too, but my shout-out right now is for the NC State Wolfpack. I'd like to see them do some work. I mean, if they beat Purdue, I want to see them win the national championship. I'm just going to say it. I need Purdue to win to help my back pocket, or my wife's back pocket, I guess I should say, not mine. What's mine is hers, and it's what hers is hers, I think is what she said to me one time. But anyway, go ahead, NC State. Go ahead. Go ahead, Pack. I want to shout out to Dave and Dee Bragg real quick. I see them ever so often at the Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden when I stop by to see my brother. And they're in there hanging out, having a good time, super nice folks. And they said that they were streaming the podcast while they were down in Florida on a vacation. They were gone for, I want to say, a month or so. I don't remember exactly how long they said they were down there, but they said they listened every week to keep up to speed with what was going on around here on the Outer Banks. So Dave and D. Bragg, thank you so much for being listeners. And my last but not least, I'm going to shout out to Miss Julia Tawes. Julia told me the other day, I saw her at a church Easter egg hunt, And she said, I listened to your podcast. And I was like, Julia, you're a sweetheart. Her whole family, I love them all so very much. Her parents, her grandparents, her great-grandmother, Miss Dorita Balance, one of my favorite people in the entire world. I love that whole family. They're wonderful people. She's got a daughter, beautiful little girl named Becca. And Julia, thank you so much for being a listener of the podcast. And again, if you're a listener of the podcast, email me, podcast@outerbanksthisweek.com. All right, coming up here in just a sec, we're going to talk to Matt and Holden about the second annual Round on the Sound Golf Tournament and what it benefits and the mission behind it and everything like that. But before that, let's listen in about High Seas Pools and Spas, Brad and Chelsea. They're going to be on the podcast next week. But hey, High Seas Pools and Spas, where dirty water sucks.
At High Seas Pools and Spas, we believe dirty water sucks. We are a licensed and insured certified pool and spa maintenance and repair company servicing Ductomania. We offer seasonal and year-round pool and spa services with a special focus on flex rentals like Airbnb and VRBO. Need a new hot tub? We can do that too. Visit us online at highseasobx.com for more information. High Seas Pools and Spas, because dirty water sucks.
All right, as promised, I have Mr. Matt from Outer Banks Boil Company in here with me. I have Mr. Holden in here from Kind Cocktails. And we're going to chit-chat a little bit about this round. I'm going to mess this up. The 2024 Epic Round on the Sound happening on April the 19th. It's a golf tournament up at the Curry Tuck Club in Kerala.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, thanks for being here. I see. Let's start with Mr. Holden real quick before we jump into it. He's got some glasses. He's got some mixer. Look, man, that's I don't right. even know the correct terminology right. for this
I
stuff.
I got it all. Yeah, as always, when I'm here, we like to start off with a little cocktail or a mocktail in Justin's case. But it's always a good way to showcase some new ingredients and some new recipes for people. I also really wanted to talk a quick little bit about Sutler's Gin that just started working with me and was generous enough to donate a bunch of bottles towards me for our next event coming up for Taste of the Beach. The events that we're doing for Taste of the Beach, April 12th, 13th, and 14th. April 12th, we're doing a four-course meal with cocktail pairing in downtown Manio. It's going to be with Muse Bus and some really good chef, and it's just going to be a great time. So we have some great cocktails for that. 13th and 14th, we're working at Cypress House in Killdevil Hills. And that'll be like a boozy brunch setup where it'll also be four courses, but cocktails to pair with that. I'll be teaching classes on those, and it'll be back in her really awesome cocktail trailer. So Muse Bus, Miss Amy, she's donating a bunch of that kind of stuff for us and helping us with this event, and really looking forward to that. So today I'm going to do a little bit of cocktail with Sutler's Gin just to showcase what they have. It really is awesome gin. It's nice and mild. It works with a lot of things, and I decided that I was going to do a summer berry and mint fizz. So basically what we're doing with that is we're using a little bit of summer berry jam. That's, you know, strawberries, blueberries, all those kind of berries that you can expect with that. A little bit of that, some fresh mint, some lime juice, and some Sutler's Gin. And then we're topping it off with some lemon-infused soda water. So I'll start making that stuff up. Y'all keep talking, and we'll sip on something nice.
Oh, very nice. Sutler's Gin is pretty sweet, too, man. The bottle itself is
That is a sweet-looking cool, bottle.
It really is.
Good-looking branding, man.
He doesn't use the glass with his bottles. It's the, I think, clay. I'm not exactly sure how they make them, but it is awesome. It really is, and it tastes amazing. It really does. Scott at Sutler's Gin, great guy. Go check him out there in Winston-Salem.
Very nice, very nice. All right, well, while you're getting that all mixed up for us, Mr. Holden, let's shift on over here to Mr. Matt. Mr. Matt, Outer Banks Boil Company. Well, let's start with that. How's everything going so far, 2024 Outer Banks Boil Company? Look, what do we got?
We're stoked, man. It's going to be another great year. You know, we've had a lot of folks already book, you know, ahead of time. Both Kerala, Kitty Hawk, and the Hatter stores are already lined up for this year. A lot of events booked, but obviously as the summer approaches, we'll have more bookings as they come. Just kind of opened up, I think, 2 weeks ago for the season. Easter was obviously a busy week, but prior to that, I got a call from Fox News, Fox and Friends, back in, I guess it was early March, and they were like, hey, it was like a Thursday. They were like, hey, can you come down to South Carolina and do a boil on Fox and Friends? I was like, yeah, sure.
Nice.
And I had done that show in New York City a couple years ago and went down there. Cooked up a boil, you know, for the folks there, and kind of had a really, really nice little start to the season. Sold a bunch of Bloody Mary mix, which is something new we have this year. The Boil Mary mix. You can buy it online or in our stores, but that was a pretty cool, you know, little experience PR sort of campaign. You know, just getting ready for the season. And then obviously the Epic Round on the Sound, which is the second annual, which will be, as you said, on April 19th. Up at the Kurtzak Club in Corral, so it's pretty sick. So,
all right, so we've talked about this before.
Yep.
Okay, I believe in the past when you came in, I want to say it was over the winter earlier, in the wintertime last, I want to say it was the end of 2023, Holden came in, we're talking about some things y'all were doing this winter, and I believe this came up, and we spoke on it briefly. So talk about this Epic project. Now, I've got a little bit of a write-up here, and it talks about, through its mission, they want to help to serve the communities. Through its mission with Outer Banks Boyle Company to support, strengthen, and share, underlying focus on mental health in all aspects. So the Epic Project focuses on supporting the entrepreneurial spirit within our community, strengthen community-based mental health initiatives, and share all our community has to offer by providing a one-week retreat for a deserving family. Let's talk about this initiative, this mission here. So,
sure. So it's a lot to unpack, but you know, philanthropy's always been a really important part of Outer Banks Boyle Company and how we've done things, you know, over the years. But we've always wanted to kind of have something that to kind of call our own. Mm-hmm. And so our Epic Project, my mom and I, and with some of our other kind of folks within the Boyle Company, decided to start this, you know, and really formalize it, put it together, and we announced it last year. So our Epic Project is really the charitable arm of Outer Banks Boyle Company. And as you mentioned, you know, the big three pillars for what we were trying to do are, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, entrepreneurship for me, this, the Boyle Company being a senior project, that's kind of how it all started. So to give an opportunity to young entrepreneurs and obviously, or well, excuse me, Holden was our first kind of, I guess, test pilot for...
That's right.
You know, Kind Cocktails, and we were able to feature, you know, Kind Cocktails and Holden through our email marketing, through our social media. So kind of giving a platform to young entrepreneurs and helping them, you know, to kind of break into, which is a pretty tough, you know, tight industry, you know, but there's so much opportunity, so much business out here. But I think that's something I learned early on is, you know, there's folks out there, if they can give you a hand, it just helps you, you know, so much. So,
right.
And every year we pick someone new. We're still working on who we're going to kind of feature this year, but you know, Holden was our first one last year. It was pretty awesome. So.
And I'm telling you guys, they've done so much for me. I mean, it really was the best boost I could have ever asked for to start a company and to just feel supported, feel like somebody believed in what I was doing also. And obviously all of the things that came with it in terms of just getting those new customers right off the bat that kind of showed me that I could do it, had me have a platform to have a lot of work and to immediately test those waters and make sure that this is what I wanted to do. And it worked just so well. I mean, it really did help me so much. So I'll always be grateful.
It was awesome. It was easy. It was such an easy partnership, you know, for us to kind of feature him. And, you know, with our boils that were booked, it was a great way for us to kind of enhance those boils by bringing Holden in, you know, with the Kind Cocktails to do exactly what he's doing here, you know, for those folks. So that was pretty awesome. The second pillar for, you know, our Epic Project is the mental health initiatives. And I think, you know, anyone that's here on the Outer Banks, you know, has lived here through the winters, we all kind of understand the manic depressive nature, you know, that is this existence, right? And I think, you know, mental health is something that, you know, it's been the whole mental health aspect has been a little underserved, I think, in these communities, but it's starting to kind of come to the forefront, and we're really trying to spearhead that now in Corrala to start, and then really across the Outer Banks, you know, so bringing awareness to it. You know, my mom, and look, all the credit really goes to her. She's the president of our Epic Project. She's really the rudder of the entire Outer Banks Boyle Company ship.
So I feel like mom gets mentioned quite often.
Look, I
deservedly
have to.
So.
And absolutely. And quite frankly, not enough, honestly.
That's
probably
true.
You know, she's really done some amazing work on the mental health side of things already. You know, she's worked with the task force in Currituck County and a number of different, you know, mental health sort of things. She's become a mental health first aid trainer. So we're running those courses. It's almost like CPR for mental health. So understanding phone numbers to call, understanding, you know, how to have conversations, you know, making it not so taboo, I guess, you know, is one of the big pieces. But letting folks know that, hey, there are resources out there, you know, and if you are feeling a certain type of way, you know, there's options and there's resources out there, and trying to bring those resources to the forefront. And then the third piece, as you mentioned, it's a mental health retreat, you know, and last year we had all of our customers kind of nominate a deserving family. I think we had 40 different submissions, and I remember going through them and like crying for 40 different submissions Like all the stories that were kind of sent to us were so, you know, heartbreaking and touching at the same time. So we ended up deciding on, it was a family, a mom who's dealing with stage 4 terminal breast cancer, 3 young boys, and bringing them down for an entire week of vacation, mental health retreat, as we call it, in Kerala. They came down in August. They renewed their wedding vows. There was a pontoon boat excursion, a water park thing. But really the whole idea of EPIC is it's an acronym. So emitting positive impact collectively, bringing the community together to showcase really what the Outer Banks and Kerala specifically up there has to offer, and giving, you know, this family a well-needed, you know, mental break, I think, from all the stuff that they're dealing with. And they're an amazing family. You know, it was really awesome to have them come down. We did a boil for them. There's a lot of things that kind of went on that week, and we'll be doing that again. But the EPIC round on the sound, this one being the second annual, is really our main fundraiser.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So last year was our first ever, and we did it on 420. The boil company slogan is the best pot on the beach. So
yeah, okay.
You know, I think there's some sort of parallel there. Right? I don't know what it was, but
no idea what that was.
This year, it's going to fall on a Friday, 419, but the tournament itself, we're sold out for the tournament in terms of golfers. I think we do have some sponsorships available still. So if there's any business out there that are interested, repicproject.com, and that's going to have the sponsorship stuff and the golf stuff. The Thursday before, though, which would be April 18th, we're doing kind of a little 9-hole par 3 sort of scramble, kind of a really fun, light event, almost like a welcome party for folks that are coming into town. We have pizza from my buddy Matt Broughton up at Cosmos Pizza. He's bringing his pizza oven. Kurtuk Club is doing pasta and some other stuff. We'll have, you know, we can do a cash bar there as well. But little 9-hole scramble, we're going to release that, I believe, this week. So, you know, I think it's $125 for anyone that's not playing in the tournament, and a little bit discounted for the folks that are playing. But another really cool little fundraiser kind of aspect there to it. And then the tournament this year, I mean, last year was amazing. Like I said, it was just bigger and better than I think anyone could have imagined. And this year it's going to be even that much better, right?
Nice.
So we have amazing sponsorships, you know, from a number of different folks, you know, from the Outer Banks and quite frankly beyond, you know, my t-shirt guy who I've known since college, Atlantic Coast Screen Printing, Brian Harris. He's one of our main sponsors. He started making t-shirts for me when I was running this out of the apartment, and he comes, brings a bunch of his guys to come play. They're doing t-shirts for the tournament. We have charity golf guns, which is coming. So they're bringing like AR-15 rifles to shoot golf balls 400 yards at the hole, right? So it takes place of your drive. So that's another cool little aspect.
That is so cool, man.
We have a Bloody Mary bar using our Boil Mary mix that we'll have. I think we have one of our barbecue vendors from Brookwood Farms who's coming to do some like barbecue sliders. PFG is our main food sponsor. They're our title sponsor for the event. They've been absolutely amazing. You know, we buy a lot of food from them, and they've been just incredible in terms of supporting us in this endeavor for the golf tournament and really this whole EPIC project itself. We have cigars that are coming from Outer Banks Aviation. So the aviation company I have involvement with down here, they're kind of doing some brand cigars that we'll sell. And I think the last aspect is golf
memorabilia.
Oh, the silent auction. We have some really cool stuff that comes in. I mean, it's like a Final Four experience, like a trip to Ireland for golf.
So I went last year. I know I played in the tournament last year. And when I walked in, I was kind of jaw dropped. The amount of different sports memorabilia that I saw was just crazy. I mean, there were things that like was every man's dream, not just man's dream, but everybody's dream. I mean, it was so cool. There was some epic pieces.
All the Ravens fans out there, there's a bunch of like Raven stuff. Lamar Jackson signed this, you know, Ed Reed signed this.
And Steelers stuff too.
A Shooter McGavin signed poster, like a Breakfast of Champions, you know.
Oh my gosh, man.
But that's killer. The tournament itself, I mean, it's a blast. It's, you know, a full day thing, and we do lunch up there. So, I mean, burgers, like a real well done lunch. It's not like a bagged lunch. It's nothing like that. It's burgers, dogs, you know, there's like potato salad. It's a really nice spread to start. Then obviously the golf tournament, and then post golf tournament, we do kind of appetizers on the little veranda there, I guess, if you will, at Kurtuk Club. And then we do a full boil dinner, which is, you know,
ooh,
potatoes, corn, sausage, onion, shrimp, our standard boil. But I think we're doing crab legs. We do a whole bunch of stuff. The silent auction.
The table at the end of that tournament was crazy because, you know, for the amount of people that were, you know, involved in the tournament, obviously there was a whole lot of seafood that was poured out. So when you got that first look at that table, I mean, it looked like Christmas. I mean, it was like a, what, four tables long of just seafood boil. It was insane.
Well, and that's
Christmas.
The nice thing.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Well, but I mean, that's just, right. I'm thinking about the
that's
Christmas party.
Christmas, baby.
That's right.
Well, it's true.
The Christmas party that we had for the company that you came. Dude, holy smokes. That sausage.
Oh, my God, the andouille.
The best sausage I think I've ever had.
So we're actually, we're working on that right now, but the company is out of Metairie, Louisiana. And I've been using them for literally the entire existence of our Outer Banks Boil Company. We've been using that Crescent City Meats andouille sausage. It's the one thing I'll never change. So we're going down, I think, in either late April or May to go see their operation. And it's a family-run business. Those folks are absolutely amazing.
Awesome.
So we're super stoked about that. But that's the other cool thing about the golf tournament, too. So even though the golf is sold out, we are selling tickets to the dinner itself. So if you want to just come be a part of the boil, I think it's beer and wine, open bar, and then cash bar for anything liquor.
Right.
It's going to be a blast. Like, we had so much fun last year. And look, knock on wood, the weather was amazing.
It was
amazing.
Perfect last year, yep.
It was probably the nicest day all spring. You know, it just it was just such a super fun event. And it's really for a great cause. You know, again, kudos to my mom, man. She has done amazing stuff. She's worked with the Outreach Foundation down here and a number of other different groups as we try to continue. We continue to try to build these mental health resources. You know, the whole thing kind of came about because, you know, I think each and every one of us is touched by some story, whether it's a friend or a family member, whatever the case may be, that mental health has been a challenge, right? And I think that's part of this process is education, right? And realizing that, you know, 988 is the suicide prevention hotline number. There's a number of different things out there that maybe folks don't know. And if we can kind of help educate them, you may save a life. And look, if we save one life over the course of this entire thing, I mean, that's so worth it. We're so excited about it. And again, you know, for us being able to take, you know, Outer Banks Boil Company has been amazing, right? We've built amazing relationships. We've created memories for families, you know, year after year they come to the beach. It's beyond boils now, right? Like it's what's the impact that we can have. That's not just putting seafood on the table. Look, the food's great. Book your boils.
Of course. Yeah. No,
do
yeah,
that.
Definitely
don't stop doing that. But, you know, this mission and this effort with our Epic project is special, you know, and I think it resonates, you know, and I hope it does, you know, throughout this community. And we're really just getting started. You know, I think there's a lot of evolutions from the different pillars with entrepreneurship, with the mental health resources, and with this mental health retreat that we want to kind of continue to build. Whether it's building a mental health resource center, whether it's, you know, creating some sort of angel investment program for young entrepreneurs here on the beach, and then maybe potentially buying a house that we can dedicate to this mental health retreat and have folks come in every single week, you know, because going through that submission process last year, you know, all those submissions that we had were so tough to listen to. And to be able to give it to one family it was amazing, right? But knowing that we couldn't
give it
to everyone was tough, right? So again, there's a lot of evolutions that we'd like to see with this. This being year two, you know, it's just bigger and better things each and every year. So it's
just
pretty
like,
special.
Just like your company, man. Each year I've seen it grow and get better and better. And I think this is just a whole nother aspect to it that every time, every year I see them get bigger and better every year.
Well, look, you got to be moving forward. You know, you got to keep progressing. You know,
well, there's two kinds of people in this world, in my opinion. There's two kinds. There's talkers and there's doers.
Right.
I'm sitting here with doers. There's individuals sitting in front of me right now. Both of these individuals are people that if they say they're going to do something, they're going to do it. They're going to bust their, you know what, trying to get it done. Okay. And that's what's been beautiful. I mean, you think about, I cannot, Matt, every time I see you, man, I always think about your story and how it started as a college project. Your professor, I mean, just kind of sum it up real, you know, your professor was like, that'll never work.
Yeah.
And now look at you. And you like went out and you did it.
It was funny, man. Like, and I think, you know, talking about, you know, doers, right? I just always love when people tell me I can't do something. You know, even, you know, this is my 13th season now going into it. I just love when folks tell me whether it's whatever the case may be, right? Now that's not going to work, and you're not going to be able to do that. It's that added chip, you know. I think that you have on your shoulder that it makes you want to go and do it to prove to everyone, right? And to prove to yourself. So I really take that to heart, man. And, you know, Holden has done it, you know, himself with Kind Cocktails. And, you know, last year there was a ton of events that we're both at. You know, I'm doing boils, he's doing cocktails. And, you know, again, this is another thing this year with, you know, boils and cocktails. I mean, that's a match made in heaven right there.
It sure is. And speaking of it, one thing I did want to let everybody know that's listening is for the next month, basically to get ready for summer and everything, whoever's hiring me or whoever's thinking about hiring me this month, if you are planning on doing any boils, go ahead. If you hire me, it's 10% off anything, any cocktails that I'm going to do for any event that has boils involved as well. So just a little something just to prove to everybody that does try us out how great this combination is. Seafood boil and good cocktail, you can't really beat that. If you guys have any need for the information on the events I was talking about earlier as well, or any of these catering events that we're talking about, go ahead and visit my website at kindcocktails.com. You can spell that with the three I's that my company is that the title actually is, or you can just go ahead and use one I. I have both websites, so KIIIND. cocktails.com or KIND cocktails.com. Go ahead and check it out. Go to the events page, and there's a ticket link to all the events coming up for Taste of the Beach, but there's also all the information to get quote requests for doing any cocktail class or cater in your home or any event that you guys need. So go ahead and check me out. We're Kind Cocktails on all socials as well.
All right. Thank you for that, Holden. Again, you won't regret hiring Holden to come and do the cocktails.
No. Life-changing cocktails.
Definitely. And one more thing, you know, kind of going back to the whole, you know, they're doers. So I remember speaking of the signature event that the Dare Education Foundation was going to do at 108 Budley on February 9th. And these individuals were sitting in the studio when I was talking about it. They're like, we'll do it. Holden's like, I got it. Yeah, I'll mix the drinks. And then Matt was like, dude, I'll serve beer.
Heck yeah.
And they showed up and did it. Like, they did it. Like, Matt was there. Holden was there. They did it. And it was great. And everybody absolutely loved it. The only thing we got to do different next time, though, is we got to get more bourbon.
Hey, that's right. It's funny. We had 250 people come to that event. And there was three different cocktails we did. I think it was like a strawberry-infused Cosmo. There was a blueberry gin fizz, I think. And then there was an old-fashioned bar. And I think about maybe 80% of the people drink old fashions. So we got equal numbers of gin, vodka, and bourbon. And maybe we should have gotten most bourbon and then just one bottle of the others.
Lesson learned.
Everybody loves bourbon. I do too. I don't blame them.
Definitely noted, though, the next day, or the few days later when we did kind of a recap on what we felt like we needed different. I said more bourbon.
More bourbon. That's always a good answer if you're a drinker.
Yeah, but that speaks to the type of individuals, again, that are sitting in front of me. Mr. Matt, now you said that the golf tournament, the golfers, the actual participants, that's sold out, okay?
Yeah, the tournament itself is sold out.
Where can people go if they want to get more information on how they can maybe be a sponsor or get tickets for the boil that night of the party that night after the tournament?
Or the scramble, too.
Or the scramble. Tell us about it, where people can get all that information.
And then, I mean, even volunteers, too, you know? So, okay. I mean, there's... The main information hub for our Epic project is going to be ourepicproject.com. You know, going on there, there's a ton of tabs. And you can actually see, you know, Holden was featured on there, obviously. But you can really understand what this mission is about, you know. So you kind of see it there. And then you'll see the golf tab that gives you sponsorship opportunities. There will be a link that will be on there for the scramble. And then, look, any other information you need about what we're doing and the impact that we're trying to have and what we will ultimately have is right on that website, ourepicproject.com. So,
excellent stuff. Well, gentlemen, I really appreciate y'all coming in and hanging out with me today. Again, the 2024 Epic Around on the Sound happening April 19th, Friday, April 19th. It's going to be a great day partying, having a good time, playing golf, and just raising money for a great cause for the entrepreneurial spirit of the environment. Or excuse me, not the environment, of the community, as well as raising awareness for mental health. It's a beautiful thing that you're doing. I love the fact that when you see companies that have been so successful and have done great things with their business and whatnot, and then they turn around and they find a way to give back, that speaks to the heart of the company and the heart of the individual. So both of these guys right here definitely have hearts for the community here in Northeast North Carolina, more specifically the Outer Banks and Corralin up in that area. Yep. So it's a beautiful thing. And we really appreciate all that you do to pour back into these communities. It's amazing. If you hire any one of these individuals for your party, for your event, whatever it is, you won't regret it. And you will know that these are individuals that are very well woven into the fabric of the community and that they give back to the Outer Banks communities. And it's a beautiful thing, guys. I can't tell you how much I appreciate y'all coming in and hanging out with me today.
Thank you.
At the south end of Roanoke Island, in a quiet little village, lies a marina known for having one of the finest fishing fleets on the Outer Banks. Whether it be an offshore excursion, a nearshore charter, or headboat fishing, Wanchese Marina is where to go. Wanchese Marina is a full-service marina, complete with a fueling dock, bait, tackle, ice, and the Landing Grill restaurant. All of this is just a few minutes from some of the finest fishing spots around. Book online at wancheesemarina.com. Wanchese Marina, 4457 Mill Landing Road, Wanchese.
All right, Wanchese Marina, down at 4457 Mill Landing Road. Harbor Star Dolphin Tours. I want to encourage you to go to wancheesemarina.com, check out the Harbor Star Dolphin Tours, and go ahead and book yours right now because, honestly, they're going to fill up. And I know that Griff was a big attraction there, and, you know, God bless him. God bless him. God bless he and his family. God bless his family specifically and when in the loss of Griff. But they got some new captains, and it's going to be a great time. I encourage you to go ahead and book your trip on the Harbor Star Dolphin Tour by going to wancheesemarina.com. Don't forget about the Landing Grill, though. The Great Grub at the Landing Grill. I love eating there. Their pizza's really good. And they also have a lot of good other items. Their seafood, their cheesesteak. I love the cheesesteak personally, and a lot of other great items that they have at the Landing Grill. But please, if you haven't done so already, go get on a dolphin tour. Go book your dolphin tour, rather. Harbor Star Dolphin Tours, all at wancheesemarina.com. All right, let's see here. Events. What is going on around the Outer Banks? And all these events that I'm going to mention can be found online at outerbanksthisweek.com. Outerbanksthisweek.com. We are the event specialist of the Outer Banks. You want to know where the party's taking place? Go online to outerbanksthisweek.com. Click on the events tab, and you can be a part of the party. As I always like to say, make sure you're supporting the local high school, middle school, and Parks and Rec athletics, because these kids, they look forward to having people cheering for them in the stands. Now, don't heckle the umpires. Don't heckle the referees. Don't do that. I need to say that, I feel like, because sometimes it happens. I've been guilty of it. I'm not going to sit here and throw shade at all the fans. I've been one of those people too, but I try not to do that anymore. But you need to support the athletes. Cheer for them. Give them that encouragement that they need. Baseball, softball, tennis, golf, all taking place right now. Trivia night's going to be going on at Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden, which starting April 15th is going to be Monday nights. So you need to keep that in mind. It's Monday nights for the Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden. It was Friday throughout the offseason, but now they're going back to Mondays because they're open 5 days a week now. Shipwrecks, Buffalo City Distillery, Sandtrap Tavern, Stripers, Outer Banks Distilling, and New Vines. These are all weekly trivia nights and can be found on our website, outerbanksthisweek.com. Also, the Aquarium in Manio has tons of things happening weekly as well. There's the Sunday brunch that's taking place every Sunday at Cafe Pamlico in Buxton from 8 until noon. I need to get down there for one of those brunches. It's just so hard sometimes. You know, you think about it. I talk about all these places and things to do, and I don't often get a chance to participate because I'm busy working and making sure you know about them. I want to go and participate, trust me. And sometimes with youngins running around, it's not as easy as it sounds. But I'm going to do my best to get down and do one of these Sunday brunches with Tasha and the crew down at Cafe Pamlico in Buxton. Manio First Friday is happening this coming Friday, April 5th. So yeah, tomorrow, April 5th, that's going to be going on. Hey, it's WrestleMania weekend. I would be remiss to mention WrestleMania weekend. WrestleMania 40 happening Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, live on Peacock. They're in Philadelphia. It's just right up the road from here. Hey, if you're going to WrestleMania, let me know. Podcast at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. And just let me be jealous for a few moments. Because honestly, I was thinking about going, but that's a pretty steep price tag. Yeah, so it's WrestleMania weekend, so you'll know what I'll be doing. Taste of the Beach is taking place on April 12th through the 14th. All the different things you can do to participate in Outer Banks Taste of the Beach can be found on our website as well. The 6th Annual Lost Colony Wine, Beer, and Culinary Arts Festival is happening Saturday, April 13th from 2 to 5 at the Lost Colony Waterside Theater. I'm really hoping I can go back to that this year. I went last year and had an absolute blast. I don't drink, but I was walking around with Kat from Silver Bonsai, and she was like, I'll do the drinking, you do the eating. I was like, perfect. That's a perfect way to do it. So that's how we did things. And we had a lot of fun. So I'm hoping I can do that again this year, the 6th Annual Lost Colony Wine, Beer, and Culinary Arts Festival, 2 to 5 o'clock, Saturday, April 13th at the Lost Colony Waterside Theater. Safe Harbor's Fishing Flea Market is happening Saturday, April 13th from 8 until 2 at Safe Harbor Marina in Wanchese to benefit the OBX SPCA. Seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. I believe Oceans East is going to have a couple of booths out there too, so keep that in mind. But it's a fishing flea market where they've got buy, sell, tackle, rods, reels, all types of things. So that's going to be at Safe Harbor Marina on Saturday, April 13th from 8 until 2. Let's see, looking down the road a little ways further throughout the month of April, the Flying Pirate Half Marathon Weekend is taking place Friday, April 19th through Sunday, April 21st. Now, you can go on their website at obxse.com for more information on what's going to be taking place, where the parties are going to be happening, where the race is going to be starting and ending, and all that fun stuff, and how to register if you want to register. The ESA Mid-Atlantic Surf Regional Championship is going to be happening April 26th, 27th, and 28th at Jeanette's Pier in Nag's Head. Go online to our website to see all the details about that. That's always a fun time. I'm thinking about, well, I don't know. Maybe I can get out there. See, I don't like to sit here and say I'm going to go do things later on in the month because I really don't know what my schedule is going to be like at that point. Plus, my wife tells me a lot of times what I'm doing when I'm not at work. So there's that. But at the same time, it's a lot of fun if you get a chance to go watch these surf competitions take place. And my buddy Daryl Law, a.k.a. Bodie at Jeanette's Pier, he's a freaking riot, man. I love that guy so much. He'll probably be out there hanging out. So if you go up to Jeanette's Pier and you're like, I'm looking for Bodie, people, they ought to know who you're talking about. Or if you say Daryl Law, a.k.a. Bodie, somebody will point you in the right direction. But yeah, the ESA Mid-Atlantic Surf Regional Championship happening the 26th, 27th, and 28th at Jeanette's Pier in Nag's Head. All right, going to take a quick break. When we come right back, we're going to wrap this whole thing up. But first, let's hear from Outland Seafood. Real. That's the first word that comes to mind when I think about Outland Seafood in Mann's Harbor. Yeah, they're the first and last place you see coming to and leaving the Outer Banks on Highway 64 in Dare County, but they're also real when it comes to fresh local seafood. Troy Outland, real. Curtis and Josh, real. The Indoor Crab Shedders, real. Stop by and see for yourself right next to White Shopping Center and check them out on social media. Outland Seafood in Mann's Harbor, real. Yes, Outland Seafood right there on the Dare County mainland, the first and last place you see coming to and leaving the Outer Banks in Mann's Harbor. Let me mention that, in Mann's Harbor right next to White Shopping Center. Troy Outland and the crew over there get you all squared away, and they're real. Like, they're legit. They're realest of the real. They're not going to beat around the bush. They're going to tell you the straight, honest truth. I had a discussion with Troy not long ago. I walked in there to talk to him about some things, and he was super real with me, and I was like, dude, he's just being real. Like, he's not really trying to, like, make me mad. He's just being real with me. And if I get offended by it, then that's just on me. But Troy is a super nice guy, and he's going to be real with you when it comes to the seafood here on the Outer Banks. So I'm thankful to have them on board here at Outer Banks this week. All right. I don't think I forgot anything. If I did, email me and let me know. podcast@outerbanksthisweek.com. I'm a very forgetful individual. Seems like it happens as I get older. I'll forget something and somebody's gonna be like, oh, you forgot to say this. Well, let me know. Hey, just tell me. podcast@outerbanksthisweek.com. I want to thank Matt and Holden for coming in again and talking about the golf tournament. Next week, as I said earlier, I'm going to have Brad and Chelsea from High Seas Pools and Spas to come by and talk about what they can do to enhance your aquatic life. Because dirty water sucks, and they can make that water crystal clear and clean. All right, I think that's going to do it for me. Outer Banks This Week podcast, all brought to you by Kelly's Automotive in Manio. Oh gosh, can't say enough nice things about Kelly and the crew over there. Fantastic folks, the used car king of the Outer Banks, and now they have sheds. If you need a shed, they can get you all hooked up with a shed, from the setup, the delivery, the setup, everything. It's all right. It all can be done with Kelly at Kelly's Automotive in Manio. Again, if it has doors, it can be yours. Visit them online at kellysobxauto.com. All right, I'm out of here. I'm Justin with the Outer Banks This Week podcast. And in the words of the late, great Freestyle Bob, later.
This has been another epic edition of the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Follow us on social media and be sure to listen every Thursday for a new episode.